You ever look at a paid job and be like, whoever did this is a true artist and professional? With over 40 years of experience, the original Bay Area Painters can turn your commercial and private property into a work of art. Do your business and home a favor and hit up George Gomez at bayareapainters.sfc@gmail.com. That is bayareapainters.sfc@gmail.com for rates. The original Bay Area Painters. Professionalism at its best.
This episode of the Rational Rage podcast is brought to you by Ziapala Photography, the number one photographers in the tri-state area. For all your photography needs, visit www.ziapalaphotography.com. Book your shoot today.
From New York to the world, it's time for the realest and the rawest. Welcome to the Rational Rage Podcast with your host, Spiro.
Welcome to another edition of the Rational Rage Podcast. I am your host. My name is Spiro, riding solo this week. Before we get started, I gotta send out a shout out and a congratulations. I haven't let him know yet about this. He doesn't know, but when he tunes in, he will find out that his show, Friday the 13th, the story behind the stupid station, is the number one episode of Rational Rage for the month of May. But wait, it gets better than that, ladies and gentlemen. It is also the number one episode of the Rational Rage of all time. It is number one on our charts. Congratulations, my brother. Congratulations on an excellent episode. Very informative, entertaining, interesting. You know, when we do episodes like that, you people really respond to them. And hey, man, I guess there's, you know, no other way around it. We will be doing more episodes like those, you know, and we'll bring you more of those, you know. But here at the Rational Rage, we like to think that we have a little bit of something for everybody. You know, there's something for everybody, whatever it is. You guys know that we do the fight show where we talk about the fight game, whether it's boxing, MMA, whatever. You know, and we do other shows where, you know, sometimes we'll talk politics and social issues. A lot of times we like to talk some self-help issues, whether it's fitness or whether it's mental health, whatever. You know, the Rational Rage is here for the people. Okay, and we love our people all over the world. I want to give a shout out to every single listener, old and new. And if you're tuning in for the first time and you're giving us the opportunity, thank you for the opportunity. Whether you're back or not, we appreciate you at least taking the interest to tune in and see what we're about. All right, so moving on, I want to get into something. You know, I want to talk about social media. Because social media, guys, I swear to God, man, it's like a double-edged sword, man. I've been able to keep in contact with family. I've been able to reconnect with friends and family. I connect with all my Army buddies and other veterans from other branches who I've worked with throughout my years in the Army, you know, because of social media, because of Facebook and Instagram and all that, you know. So, man, it's an amazing tool. It's a great tool. But at the same time, it's a bit of a fucking pain in the ass. It's a bit of a bitch, right? So, you know, everybody's posting their dirty laundry on social media. Everybody's posting their dirty laundry on social media. But then they want to bitch about how people should mind their own business. Does that make any sense? I made a post the other day. You know, you got people that like to put quotes, inspirational quotes. They like to put up memes. They want to be all positive. You know, they want to put positivity memes up and all that, but I'm still waiting because, you know, I know a lot of you people who I'm friends with, most of you people I know. Some of you are listeners or whatever who have followed me. I followed you back. With some of you, I've had great conversations. We've become friends of sorts, but a lot of you people I know personally, you know, whether I know you from childhood or I've known you for years, whatever the case, friends or family, and I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting for your actions to match up to your posts, to your positive memes, to your inspirational quotes. You're not that fucking person. And I'm not talking about every single body on my friends list, but there's a good amount of you. And you know who you are. Listen, do whatever you want. Pretend to be on social media, whoever you want. I really don't care. You know, I'm just here having a conversation with my listeners, an open conversation. And I'm just saying what's on my mind, you know, and my listeners, you know, they can get at me. They can let me know what they think. They can send me an email to rationalrage.mailbag@gmail.com, or they can go through the website and send me a message there. They can comment under the episode. They can send me voice clips. And again, ladies and gentlemen, if you send a voice clip you want us to play on air, you can do that. Just go to www.rationalrage.com. Hit that purple button that has the microphone on the bottom of the screen of the page. And you can leave a voice clip. Or if you go to anchor.fm, you could do it through there too. And we will play it on there, I promise. You know, another thing is the fakeness of people. You know, Father's Day is coming up. People are going to be pouring out their hearts. And, you know, hey, listen, I'm not saying people don't love their fathers. But, you know, Mother's Day just passed, right? And I got an email or two, people wondering, you know, what happened with Mother's Day. I don't know. You tell me what happened with Mother's Day. As far as I know, it came and went like any other year, right? I mean, did you celebrate it? Did you not celebrate it? I mean, what happened? Did you miss it? Did you wake up from cryogenic sleep or some shit? I don't know. But some people, you know, elaborated and they were like, hey, why didn't you send a shout out to the mothers? And this, listen, I sent a shout out to my mother. Okay. I sent a shout out to the mother of my children. But back to social media. Do you know the fallout? Do you understand the damage control that I would have to conduct if I didn't put a heartfelt message or post on Facebook wishing my wife a happy Mother's Day? You understand? It's like the obligatory post. It's like, I'm telling you guys, people that know me, aside from, you know, some stuff I share, I mainly use social media to promote the show. You know, that said, I don't get on there and I don't pour my heart out for every single holiday and everybody's birthday and everybody's name day, you know, because I'm half Greek, so we celebrate that too, so on and so on and so on. And it's like, and don't get me started on Greek customs and bullshit, which I respect, I get it, but it's a bit much. But it's like, you got these people on social media that they pour their hearts out, whether it's a birthday, the Father's Day is coming up, whatever the case, okay? And they pour their hearts out, professing their love and admiration. And it's like they're filleting this human being who in real life, they don't even fucking like. They can't stand. Again, I know a lot of you personally, okay? I know you very well for years. And, you know, I know who you like and don't like because you tell me who you like and don't like. But yet, a lot of you are going on social media with I love yous, and you mean so much to me. And, you know, number one, you know, a lot of you people don't even know this other person, barely know them. Number two, again, you don't fucking like them, but on Facebook, you love them. So it's like, what the fuck? If I didn't need to promote my show, I wouldn't be on social media because I can't stand to see this shit. I just cannot fucking stand it. But whatever, it does not cause me a fucking meltdown. I don't lose my shit. I just have a low tolerance level for fucking fakeness, okay? And for fake admiration and fake fucking whatever the hell, you know? It's like, it's just a bit much. It's a bit dramatic and it's fucking fake. But Mother's Day, you know, we didn't do a special on Mother's Day and we didn't wish anybody a happy Mother's Day. Listen, guys, you know, this isn't all I do. I wish this was all I fucking did. I wish this was my main source of income. I wish this was my job. I enjoy doing this, but I work 5 to 6 days a week. I work 10, sometimes 12 hours a day. And I still find time to do this. I got a family. Sometimes I can't, you know, there's so many shows I've wanted to do and I haven't been able to do them because life gets in the way. It is what it is. Priorities, ladies and gentlemen. Priorities, okay? Priorities. Some things take priority over this. The day this becomes my main source of income, you might end up getting 5 shows a fucking week. I don't know if you people can stand to listen to me 5 days a week, but anyways. But yeah, man, you know, it's like social media, man. It's like, it's one of those wonders of the modern era. And us as human beings, we find a way to flip it and just fuck everything up, man. You know, because all that, everything I just set aside, you know, you also got fucking crazy people coming out here spewing hate, trying to indoctrinate people into some fucking cause, whether it's fucking terrorism, whether it's some kind of a cult. You got people influencing, you know, morons, because let's be honest, you know, there are very few leaders and alphas and intelligent human beings between the fucking masses of fucking sheeps out there, okay? So if the shoe fits, wear it. I'm not trying to call anybody stupid. I'm not trying to offend anybody, but people like that exist. It is what it is. But like I've said before in past episodes, you know, you got people that run these platforms and they tend to police the intelligent people. They tend to police people who are not trying to do anything malicious. And they let these other fucking whack jobs go unchecked. You know, it's like I have an opinion or I have a meme and they take the shit to heart. You know, I might put up something sarcastic and immediately the fucking sirens go off at fucking Facebook headquarters somewhere. And, you know, they come down on me and they want to ban me for a few days or some bullshit. You know, whatever, man, you know, but you got known terrorists and fucking gangbangers and all that shit out there talking about killing and raping and burning this and that and, you know, bombing and whatever the fuck. And nobody bats an eye, man. You know, it's like I might have an opinion on a presidential candidate or I might have a fucking opinion on an energy drink and somebody immediately wants to fucking run and report me. But somebody comes on and they're talking about, yeah, I'm going to blow up this fucking nursery in fucking some town. They just ignore it. They just skip through it, scroll. Okay, yeah. They move on. But then somebody comes on and says, listen, guys, you know, it's important to get enough protein. You need to hit the gym and do this and that. Lift fucking this amount of weight and this amount of reps. And make sure you get enough sleep at night. Make sure you get at least 7 hours of sleep. Wait, what? Who the fuck is this guy to tell me how many hours of sleep I need at night? Oh, wait a minute. Report. That's fucking social media. That's the fucking people who are on social media. You know, this is the world we live in, ladies and gentlemen. But it doesn't stop there because, you know, you got these fucking idiot celebrities, talentless celebrities. I mean, there's talented celebrities who, you know, make bonehead comments. You know, they didn't quite think out what they posted in an attempt to be relevant and in an attempt to get likes. Then you got these talentless celebrities who aren't known for anything else but just, you know, taking up space, stealing oxygen, you know, like Kim Kardashian, you know. I mean, you know, she's somebody we've spoken about before. What has Kim Kardashian done aside from, you know, the fucking sex tape? Her reality show, does that even count? I mean, it's fucking reality TV. I mean, you know, reality TV that's scripted, whatever. But she's a fucking idiot. Whatever. It's not just her. It's celebrities in general, man. You have to understand that people look up to you and people idolize you. And whatever you say, it's like, you know, you got legions of people that are hanging on each and every word you say. And it's gospel to them. And whatever you say you did, they're going to do, because, you know, whether it's fucking beauty advice, whether it's fucking fitness advice, you know, it's like they're going to fucking take what you said and they're going to run with it. You know, not everybody can afford the fucking training, the physical fitness trainer or whatever that fucking Chris Hemsworth or fucking, you know, talking about him, he launched this app, and I'm not saying he shouldn't charge for it, but nowadays, a lot of companies out there like Nike, which I'm not even a fan of that fucking company for various reasons, but, you know, I respect that during the COVID pandemic, they made their fitness app free to everybody. But a guy like Chris Hemsworth, who's supposedly a cool guy, a guy of the people, for the people, and all this and that, his app, it's a good app. It's actually one of the top-rated fitness apps. But, you know, I mean, I'm not saying don't charge people. You know, you should make money. You fucking deserve to make money. But, you know, man, think about the fucking times, man. Think about the goddamn economy and shit. You know, your money is safe, man. You know, maybe you want to bring down the fucking cost of membership so other people can, you know, look like you. Yeah, good luck with that, you know. But anyways, talking about fitness and talking about Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian has some really shitty advice, you know. And there's a lot of girls out there that look up to Kim Kardashian because, you know, man, everything aside, she's a pretty girl, you know, when she does herself up and all that. She looks like, you know, your average guy's dream girl. And a lot of girls look up to her and they idolize her, you know, and whatever she says, they're going to be like, oh, my God, Kim Kardashian said I should do this. So let me do this. I'm going to go do this. What did she say? Well, she went to some function. You know, celebrities go to these functions and they only go there for one reason, and that reason is to be seen. To be seen, for eyes to be on them so that they can remain relevant. They can remain relevant just for stopping on the red carpet for a few seconds to pose for 1,000 pictures, and that's it. That's their whole purpose of being there. They don't go there because they give a fuck about what's going on inside this function or what celebration. They're there because they need to be seen. But anyways, she had something to say about the dress she wore and what it took to be able to fit into this dress. Pretty much what she said was, and I'm going to read a few quotes and all that, but pretty much what she said and what a lot of girls heard and what a lot of girls are going to be doing because of this fucking idiot is they're going to starve themselves, okay? Because there's a lot of girls who will be attending proms within the next month, right? And, you know, they're going to fucking do what she says. They're going to dehydrate themselves. They're going to fucking starve themselves. All just to fit in a dress to go to this fucking event and what. Anyways, thankfully, there are celebrities out there with half a brain. And some celebrities actually have a full brain. Lily Reinhart, I don't know much about her. I don't know what she does. But she had a response to what Kim Kardashian said about starving herself to fit into her Met Gala dress, and, you know, she put out a tweet or something, I'm not sure, I don't know if somebody asked her question, anyways, she said, to walk on the red carpet and do an interview where you say how starving you are because you haven't eaten carbs in the last month, all to fit in a fucking dress, so wrong, so fucked on hundreds of levels, to openly admit to starving yourself for the sake of the Met Gala, when you know very well that millions of young men and women are looking up to you and listening to your every word. The ignorance is otherworldly and disgusting. I agree with that. Please stop supporting. This is my favorite part. She says, please stop supporting these stupid, harmful celebrities whose entire image revolves around their bodies. Let me tell you, man. You know, that's not all she said, but, yo, that was fucking spot on. You know, and it's like a lot of these young women and men too, but specifically you young ladies out there, you young women, you little girls who are trying to, who are looking up to this fucking troll of a human being, okay? Listen, I'm not taking anything away from her. I mean, whatever, you know what I'm saying? What is there really to take away from her? She was born into money. She capitalized on a sex tape and whatever the fuck. I mean, good for her. She was born into money, but her path beyond that is not something I advise you young ladies to look up to. Anyways, but that's just it. These are women with money whose whole image, whose whole everything is based around their fucking image and their bodies. But they have the money to do all kinds of surgeries, and they have the money to go through all types of fucking procedures and bullshit to look the way they look. I'm sorry to say, a lot of you girls, a lot of you women may not ever have the means to keep up with that. You know, and what happens? A lot of these girls, they go out, they start selling themselves to these sugar daddies and whatever the fuck. Listen, man. I'm nobody to tell anybody what to do with their life, but really think about this shit. You know, think long and hard on what you want to be when you grow up. And a lot of you young adults, a lot of you ladies out there, you know, I get it. Times are tough, but, you know, come on now. Anyways, so Lily also said, right, she said, I'm not generally an angry person, but I swear to God, the toxicity of this industry sometimes really gets to me, and I have to do my little Instagram story rants to release my rage. My hat goes off to her. I salute her for this, you know? It's nice to see another. She's a pretty lady. She's a young woman, and we need more celebrities like her to stand up to this bullshit, to this toxicity, because it is toxic, and they need to speak up. We need more female celebrities like her that young girls and young women can look up to, you know, not people like Kim Kardashian, for fuck's sake. And to that effect, Lily Reinhart also said, I do not say the things that I say because I want to be relevant or get attention. I speak up because I don't see enough people with large platforms calling out toxic behavior in our industry. Some people will never understand where I'm coming from, and that's okay. She's right. I mean, well, you got a lot of people calling out toxic behavior, but it's a little bit weird what is considered toxic and what's not toxic because, you know, like we spoke about, a lot of people standing up to toxic masculinity, you know, like the alpha image is supposed to be toxic. But like my man BG said, you know, if you're a fucking misogynist, male chauvinist pig, that's not being alpha. That's just you being a fucking piece of shit. So, you know, I think that we need to really understand what is toxic and what's not toxic. But people like Kim Kardashian, who has the platform, gets the attention she gets. This fucking woman breathes and everybody is out to fucking catch that breath of air. You know, see how it sounds, see how it smells. And whatever follows that, you know, they hang on every word because it's Kim Kardashian. And who is Kim Kardashian? When you really look at it, guys, she's nobody. She ain't shit. What has she fucking done? And these are the idols. These are our fucking idols, ladies and gentlemen. I think we need better role models. I think we need better idols. Who do we blame here? The fucking parents? Is it fair to blame the parents for everything? No. Because kids are kids, and kids just tend to follow trends and what's cool. And let me tell you, man, parents on the list of cool are probably at the bottom of it. They don't care what we have to fucking say. I mean, you know, we can blame these idiot celebrities, but you gotta blame the media, man. You know, the media isn't concerned with what's positive and what's good because that's not what sells, you know? And I don't know if people are naturally, you know, drawn to negativity or if we've been conditioned by the media. But something's got to change, man. Something's got to give, man. You know, it's like we can't allow these people to be getting the attention they get. We can't allow these people to become bigger than what they deserve to be. We can't let these people be the fucking kings and queens of pop culture and social media. We need to figure this out, and we need to do a better job of guiding our children, guiding our teenagers, guiding our young adults, man. You know, to have higher standards and imitate, idolize a better quality of human being. But society as a whole has lowered their standards. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope I didn't come off as preachy here, but I just think that, yeah, you guys can say, you know, I'm a 48-year-old, has been, old fart, whatever you want to call me, but facts are facts, man. And, you know, your fucking idols these days are just not cutting it. And it shows in society. It's showing in every aspect of society. It's just not cutting it. And we need better. Okay, you need better. I'm going to cut it here, ladies and gentlemen. You know, this is going to do it for me. If you enjoyed this episode, and you agree with it, feel free to share it, like, subscribe, follow, do whatever it is you do. Share it, spread the word, follow us on every platform from Apple to Spotify and so on. Don't forget the website, www.rationalrage.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for giving me your time. Thank you for lending me your ears. My name is Spiro, and this has been another edition of the Rational Rage Podcast. And until next time, like my man BG would say, peace.